Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roughneck style switch-up swing in Ableton Live 12 for that classic jungle and old-school DNB energy. This is an advanced workflow, so the big idea here is not just chopping drums for the sake of it. We're shaping a groove that feels like a performance. We want that half-time to double-time flip, that sudden change in attitude, where the rhythm doesn't just get busier, it changes character. The method is simple in concept, but really powerful in practice. First, make the groove feel good. Then resample it. Then cut it apart, move pieces around, and print it again if needed. That's how you get that gritty, believable swing that sounds like it came from a real session, not just a grid. Start with a solid core loop around 170 to 174 BPM. Keep it grounded. You want a classic break feel, a strong snare on 2 and 4, some ghost notes, a little hat movement, and enough space so the switch-up has somewhere to go later. If the source loop feels stiff, the final result will feel stiff too. So before you think about fancy edits, make sure the original groove already has life. In Ableton, you can build this with a sampled break in Simpler, or with an audio break track that's warped and arranged. Layer that with some programmed kick and snare support if needed. A bit of EQA to clean up mud, some saturator for grit, maybe drum bus for extra snap, and utility to keep the low end under control. The important thing is that the main groove already rolls. Now, before resampling, add groove. This step is easy to skip, but it matters a lot. Open the groove pool and apply a light swing feel to hats, ghost percussion, and some of the break slices. You can use an MPC-style swing, or extract groove from a break that has the right pocket. Keep the timing movement subtle, something like 10 to 30% timing, very little random, and only a touch of velocity variation. The goal is to get a forward and back motion that feels human, not sloppy. Now decide where the switch-up happens. In a classic jungle arrangement, this usually lands at the end of an 8-bar phrase, or in the last bar or two before the drop comes back. A strong shape could be bars 1 to 4, your standard rolling loop, bars 5 and 6, the bass starts thinning out and the filters open up, bar 7, the resampled variation starts, bar 8, a fill and impact lead into the next section. That gives the listener a clear before, during, and after. Then comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling, or to your drum bus if you want to print only the drums. Arm it and record 4 to 8 bars of the groove. This is where the arrangement starts becoming a performance take. You are capturing not just the notes, but the feel of the processing, the groove, and the imperfections. If you want more control, resample separate elements. Print drums on one pass, bass on another, and FX on another. That gives you cleaner options when you're building the switch up. And honestly, in this style, committing audio is a strength. Jungle and old school DNB love the sound of rendered audio, because once it's printed, you can treat it like raw material. Now take that resampled groove and chop it. Don't overdo it immediately. Start with musical chunks, like one bar or half bar pieces. Keep the snare ghosts, tick snare pairs, break rattles, hat flurries, and any hit that has attitude. If you go straight into tiny slices everywhere, you can lose the natural pocket. The trick is to keep some longer phrases intact, then interrupt them with smaller edits for movement. This is where the roughneck swing really comes alive. Move some slices slightly ahead of the grid. Push other hits a little late. Let the snare breathe, keep hats a bit lazy, and use a few on-grid hits as anchors so the listener still feels grounded. Tiny offsets matter a lot here. A 5 to 15 millisecond nudge can change the whole attitude of a phrase. Use warping carefully if you need correction, but don't iron everything flat. In sliced MIDI form, try different velocities and note placements. In arrangement view, use tiny clip fades to avoid clicks and keep the edit smooth. The point is to make the section feel played, not pasted. Once the chop is working, shape it with a processing chain. A good starting point is EQA to clean the low rumble and mud, drum bus for weight, saturator for harmonic crunch, a glue compressor for control, and utility for width or mono management. You can also build a parallel chain in an audio effect rack with a clean path, a saturated path, and a crushed path. Blend in the dirty layer only during the switch-up if you want extra aggression. A really strong move is to resample the chopped version again. That second print captures the sound of your edits and processing as one committed performance. It also makes the final arrangement easier, because now you're working with audio that already has the attitude baked in. This is often where the groove starts sounding like a finished record instead of a project file. Now design the transition. A switch-up needs to announce itself. Use a reversed break hit, a short noise riser, a filtered impact, a tape stop style tail, a snare roll, or a dub delay throw on the last hit. Ableton's auto filter, echo, reverb, frequency shifter, beat repeat, delay, and redux are all useful here. Automate the filter down before the switch, then open it or slam it into the next section. Throw a delay on the final snare, or add a quick stutter with beat repeat. Just keep it tight. Too much wash and the punch disappears. Then bring the bass back with contrast. This is important. If the bass returns in exactly the same way, the switch-up may feel like a loop change instead of a true event. Before the switch, drop the bass out or filter it down. After the switch, bring it back with a different rhythm, different envelope, or a more aggressive harmonic layer. You can even resample the bass and chop it slightly, reverse one note, or add subtle saturation in stages. A disciplined sub, kept in mono, will make the drums feel heavier and more focused. Think musically about the arrangement too. This is not just a cool edit. It should have phrase logic. You can do a clean groove, then a switch up, then return to the original idea with a variation. Or you can create an 8-bar tension section, a 2-bar flip, and then a big drop. Even a simple 4-bar roll, 1-bar cut, 1-bar fill, and then reload can feel huge if the contrast is strong enough. The best switch-ups often rely on contrast layers. Keep one element familiar, like the snare character, while changing something else, like the hat motion or ambience. That way the listener still recognizes the groove, but it feels like it has mutated. Also, don't be afraid to print a slightly messy or overloaded version. Sometimes the bad take has the best texture. You can always clean it later, but sterile audio is much harder to bring back to life. You can push this further with a few advanced variations. Try a 2-speed feel, where the phrasing feels half time but the surface detail implies double time. Or alternate the chop density, so one bar is medium cuts, the next bar is finer cuts, the next bar is mostly original audio, and then you hit with stabs. You can also build a response phrase from leftover fragments, like room noise, tails, and reverse crumbs. That gives the switch-up a call-and-response feel without overcrowding the main groove. For heavier jungle vibes, use silence as part of the rhythm. One missing kick, or a tiny gap before the next snare, can feel more human than another fill. And monitor the section in mono while you're building it. If the mid-range is too wide before the switch, the drop back and can lose impact. A tight center gives the switch up somewhere to explode from. Here's a good practice move. Build an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with a breakbeat, sub bass, and a simple atmospheric stab. In bars 5 to 8, mute the bass for 1 bar, filter the drums down, and resample the last 4 bars. Then slice that audio, keep the larger chunks, a few microcuts around the snare, shift one hat late, reverse a tiny fill and run it through EQ8. Drum boss, saturator, and a touch of echo on the final transition hit. Put it back in the arrangement and see how it leads into the re-entry. Then do a second print, and compare the raw chopped version to the re-sampled one. Often the second print feels more physical and less edited. So the main lesson here is this. Groove first, resample second, edit with intent. Build a solid D-B break that already swings. Apply light groove. Capture it as audio. Chop it into musical pieces. Offset hits with purpose. Shape it with Ableton stock devices. Automate a clear transition. And bring the bass back with a new angle. That's how you get a Roughneck switch up that feels alive, gritty, and performance-driven. It's not just about sound design. It's about phrase energy. It's about making the listener feel the room change. And that's the vibe. Controlled chaos, dusty breaks, hard re-entry, and just enough swing to keep it dangerous.